Which we doing the
wow?
Do you want to do that Frasier song? Yet? Well, it feels Adam inorganic. Ruined it. Adam ruined it. He did.
I didn't ruin
we had
anything.
An awesome riff, and then Adam awesome didn't talk, riff. So the fucking mic wasn't on, bitch.
I can hear your penis calling. My dick small, and I am gay. I'm fucking gay.
I'm having gay sex.
I'm fucking I'm gay, everybody.
I'm gay, everybody.
welcome, yeah, everyone. To we're, my doing podcast.
Like a, we're doing like a retarded guy's in trouble. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh,
I did something gay again.
I did a gay thing
I
again.
I did the gay thing again.
Yeah. Like he shit his pants.
Oh, boy. I did something gay again. Yeah. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff you have to look forward to over the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, guys. This is... I didn't even think about it. The zipper came off my fucking parka.
Oh, my God.
It's North Face, so it's got a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, you can send it back.
Well, I'd send it back, but then now I just don't have a fucking winter jacket for like 2 months.
It takes them a long time, yeah.
Those so, fucking pricks.
I know. I should have thought
about
that.
It's the heat of the fucking winter.
It's the heat of the winter.
It's the heat of the winter.
That is the perfect way to describe winter.
It is the heat of it, bitch, and you know what I mean, both of you assholes.
Yeah.
The heat of the winter.
All right.
You don't even say the heat of the summer.
You could
dude.
Say the height.
It's the heat of it, bitch.
It's the heat of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't even say. You wouldn't even if you said, "Oh boy, it's the heat of the summer." You'd sound like a retard.
Yeah, well, heat of the winter, I would argue, makes more sense.
No, it does.
It's more of a beautiful metaphor.
Of course, you would argue that
than heat of the summer, which is too literal. But I guess a couple dumb fucks like you don't understand poetry.
The meat of the bone.
The meat mm-hmm. of my
I'll
penis.
I'll tell you, the meat of the bone is, I don't know.
What is it?
I got to get a stopwatch going here. So I yeah, I felt
that's a
like,
pretty good Star Wars song. Yeah. Where they go,
suck my dick and fuck me in my ass. Please fuck me in my ass. I am gay, but do not tell my parents I am gay.
Don't tell my dad. Don't tell my dad.
Luke, your father abandoned you because he thought you would turn out gay. That's why you were raised by your aunt and uncle.
Wait, no, were they supposed to hide? Were they trying to hide Luke? Then why the fuck did they put him with the Skywalkers?
They sent him to his Jewish uncle in Arizona. Lucas?
Lucas,
how was Hebrew school? One day you'll find out that you're not actually Jewish, but very powerful.
That's enough hanging out with these fucking Jews.
You said you're secretly, you have a secret power to not be a weak nerd.
I always knew I wasn't gay and Jewish.
Is that true, Uncle Ben? My name's not actually Benjamin. It's
wait,
something
he's
Teutonic
Uncle Ben
like
and
Adolf.
No.
Ben Kenobi.
No, Uncle Ben is...
Uncle Ben... Yeah,
Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. What's his uncle's
no,
name?
No, isn't it uncle? He lives
Ben
with
Skywalker?
Lars. It's Lars and then...
Lars and...
Yeah,
Lars.
No,
that's not
fucking
his name is Lars?
His fucking... Luke Skywalker's uncle, his name
Mordecai
is
Skywalker.
Like, is Lars.
It's not Lars, dude.
It's Lars and Jan, I think.
Jan Skywalker.
Lars? Like Lars Erlich? Erlich?
Let me look it up.
Because he called Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, everyone knows him as Ben
yeah,
Kenobi.
Yeah, well, it's his uncle.
No,
Ben Kenobi
is
not
his
uncle.
You fucking dumbass. Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's raised to believe that Ben Kenobi is his uncle.
No, he's a cool older guy.
And Ben Kenobi's brother and sister are the ones who raised Luke Skywalker.
No.
He just knows him as like a cool older guy.
Not at all. You're wrong as hell.
Who lives in the desert.
He's getting his dick sucked by the sand people.
All right. I can't believe you're making me fucking look this
up. What are their names?
Aunt
May. No, that's Spider-Man
too. Spider-Man. Aunt May and Uncle Ben.
Did you guys see the cartoon Spider-Man?
I want to see it.
I hear it's really good.
I'll see it. Drop a little
into the Spider-Verse.
Okay. He's raised on a moisture farm with his Uncle Owen and Aunt Barry.
Owen.
Owen. So it wasn't
a moisture farm. They are Jewish.
Yeah.
We're cultivating moisture.
Yeah, in the desert. They're going to the desert.
We're making the desert blue.
Suck my dick and fall.
Well, then who the fuck is Lars?
No one is Lars,
there's
man.
No, Lars. You made up Lars. No, no. Owen Lars. That's his fucking last name, asshole.
You knew his last name.
Why is his last name Skywalker?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought his name was Owen Skywalker.
No, his name's Owen Lars.
So Luke thinks his name is Luke Lars?
That's a stupid name.
No, that's a cool name.
No, that's a cool name, dude. He should have been a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah.
Making beats on R2-D2's brain.
Yeah.
I'm gay as shit and I live in the desert.
I'm fucking gay.
My life is gay. I live in the desert. Bitch, don't talk to me that way. I guess you just have a weird voice. You auto-tune it and then you beat and rape women.
Yeah, that's how you become a good singer.
No, but it's you have to talk about how you're depressed.
Right, yeah. You have like
Take Xanax.
Severe bipolar disorder.
Be homophobic and beat your pregnant
your
girlfriend.
Your cellmate.
Fuck ex. XXX suck dick soxion.
Yeah, dude, that's right.
All right, hold on.
Take that, you dead coward.
you dead piece of shit.
I clicked on
his music sucked anyway.
I clicked on his name just to see, and it's like a list of here's some of the other fuckers in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And the next name down on the list is Cut LaQuain.
He's black.
That sounds like a trans a drag queen.
Disillusioned clone trooper who deserts the service to live a quiet life as a farmer.
Where's he at?
I don't know.
Where do we meet Cut at?
He has a wife. Yeah, he's Cutty from
The Wire.
Dead President.
Some Cut.
Yeah.
Some Cut.
How you doing? I just want to get off this desktop and get some pussy. Shit, can I get some pussy? Out here on Tatooine.
Suck my dick and fuck my little ass.
Tatooine, what's that like? It's like Halloween, but for tattoos. Ain't nobody trying to ruin Tatooine, man. I'm trying to get back to where I came from. You know what I'm saying? We got to go back to Naboo, baby. I'm a Naboo man. Yeah, what's like the Africa of Star Wars?
I don't know.
Where Lando's from, Cloud City.
Yeah, man. You got to get back to Bespin.
No, that's not Africa.
Cloud City,
everybody,
Nigeria.
Everybody got to go back to the home continent of Bespin. Yeah, no, Lando's not. Lando's a black nerd.
Yeah.
Lando's like, I moved up here to Cloud City to talk about Sonic and Dragon Ball.
Obama.
Han, old buddy, let's play Dragon Ball, whatever that, I don't know, that fighting game that came out.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good
there's
one. There's him and then the black guy from the new one.
He was a stormtrooper, though.
The only black stormtrooper.
Samuel Lennox.
His name's Samuel?
Yeah, guy.
That's pretty
no,
cool.
No, 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 I'm just reading
no,
more names.
No, that's Finn.
Yeah, Finn.
Samuel Lennox.
The girl?
No.
Talisan Lintra.
These are all trans.
These
names.
Are the worst fake names I've ever heard. Slow and Low. I fucking hope that's a Chinese character.
It's the big lipped fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Pilot.
Oh, it's me. Oh, no. Slow and Low.
It's understood that guy was Asian.
How do I want you to suck my dick?
Yeah.
Shrew and Row.
This is a new character I've created for the series. His name is Slope Flip Flop. And what he is he's a fish that also knows martial arts.
Damn, George Lucas probably fucks so bad, dude.
He fucks bad? Why? Because he's racist against Asians? No, what are you implying?
I think he's
Stop.
Married to a black woman.
What are you implying?
I know, he's probably always
What are you implying?
I think you're joking. Asking me that if I'm implying that racists are bad at fucking. I'm not sure,
because
though.
I take offense to that. Just because I say the N-word constantly does not mean the two are unrelated. Possibly not true. I never ask.
Yeah.
I come and I leave immediately without getting feedback.
I'd rather not.
I think a gentleman never kisses and tells.
And finds out.
Yeah.
A gentleman never kisses and listens. Yeah, he's got my AirPods in as soon as I bust.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to Marc Maron.
Yeah.
I'm listening to DJ Tiesto.
Someone told
Why
me,
you make that face?
This is a celebrity gossip that Leo DiCaprio gets the girl to sign an NDA, fucks doggy with headphones in, asks her to leave.
I think that was an article floating around because I saw that as well.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe this. Lobot. L-O-B-O-T.
That rules, dude.
Yeah.
It's a robot who's Chinese. Unrelated to actual Chinese people, or for any reason, there's a planet called China in the series. So before anyone accuses my beloved series of racism, fucking Lobot. I don't.
It's like Lo Man, dude.
Yeah, Tasu Leech. It's got to be the Jewish one.
Right? What do you mean? Why?
Well,
yeah.
What do you think he means, Adam?
Yeah. Like a leech, like you leech off society. Of
Beru White Other Sun Lars. Ooh, Owen got himself some squaw pussy.
What's that?
I don't know. His wife's middle name is White Sun.
Nice. Owen.
Aunt and surrogate parent to Luke Skywalker.
White
she
Sun
and her
Lars.
Husband, Owen, are killed by stormtroopers at their home on Tatooine.
Damn.
So who are they? They're Leia's brother and sister?
Leia and Luke are brother and sister.
But
and then Leia's raised by the guy from NYPD Blue. You find out at the end of part three.
The Princess Amidala's, like... cousins?
Nah, because she's a fucking princess.
Who the fuck
gets to just be a princess in a different planet? And Luke, I thought... I don't fucking know. I think it's just his uncle or some shit. Anakin's brother.
Anakin's
an orphan.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know who the fuck Lars is.
Owen Lars.
This podcast does suck.
Yeah, and whose fault is that?
It's mine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm coming.
Maybe it's just a random guy.
No.
No, but then how could they trust him, dude? He's got to be in the family. La Familia.
La Familia. Maybe they just paid him or some shit.
No, it doesn't make damn. Young White Son was.
Was she a dime piece?
No, never mind.
Let me see.
Never. She's okay.
I'd smash.
Oh, of course you'd smash. It's a woman.
No, that's it's not fair. I've turned down. It's a Han woman in my life.
Who, the fat girl with the pool?
What's that?
Oh, so that means yes.
Oh, I forgot about her, but yes, also her.
Two women.
That is such a funny story. Oh, that poor woman. Can you imagine getting turned down by Stop?
Yes, I can.
Dude, you might as well just, like... wall up your pussy.
Nothing wrong with you, ma'am. It's like just, a, there's a matter. Like just a, people have taste.
Like a room in your Victorian house where your son died of typhoid.
I just wasn't just feeling slutty.
Just walled it up. We don't speak of that room anymore. Seal your pussy. Never to be heard from again.
Get industrial cock.
They hang. They put a candle in each one of your holes, and there's one missing when you look at it from the outside.
Look, there's not, you know, people have preferences.
Yeah.
Suck my dude. That's what people tell me, you know?
Listen, it's not you. I just have preferences.
I would prefer not to fuck you.
Yeah.
Suck my dick and fuck my ass. I'm gay. Oh, is this the hardest one? Damn. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm
Obi-Wan can blow me.
Nice.
I still don't know. Sorry, I'm getting hung up here because I don't know who Lars is.
Who cares?
So if you're, I kind of want to know.
If you're out there in the Cumtown universe,
oh, no,
there are
dude.
So many people listening.
Don't
to
DM
this.
Me.
You want to DM Stav and let
do not DM Stav me about
right
this.
In. Oh shit! I owe a fucking tax payment today too.
Oh fuck! I just didn't do my tax payments this year.
Very smart move.
I'm just gonna
excellent
pay them
move.
All at once.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It is, dude.
Yeah,
you
it
just
is.
Pay
dude,
a small
the penalty,
penalty
is nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened.
Penalty's
to,
a couple hundred bucks. You just have to pay.
I heard all
more.
This. I heard all this from a friend of ours last year, and then they fucking got slammed with a huge,
really
huge penalty. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No. Look, we're rich now. You don't. You can't like.
Yeah, you
all
can.
That. All that being like a scoff law with the fucking. The taxes are the one thing where it's like.
No.
The IRS does not
don't pay taxes.
No.
That's the best part.
Because they have an accountant that like figures out how to use the rules so they don't pay taxes.
Alexandria
Ocasio, shut the fuck up. If you just blow off. 70%. If you just blow off your tax payments. they will fine you.
She says billionaires have to pay, but we don't have to pay. Because we're not part of that class. And they have to pay 70%.
Well, whatever, dude. I'll pay today. Fuck it.
Yeah, pay your taxes.
I'm going to pay my taxes. And then
I will pay my taxes because I'm a good citizen.
but I already have.
I'm going to pay the taxes because I love the war.
I love. Yeah, I'm going to say this goes only to drones.
Just let this
go. My shit goes only to drones.
To bombs.
Yep.
That's right, brother man. God, I've been so sick. Dude, I was so sick, but then I was looking at pictures of the McDonald's that Trump was giving those football guys, and I wanted McDonald's so bad.
Yeah.
I was literally throwing up, and I still wanted McDonald's.
I like that you could be sick for like a week and a half, and it's impossible for you to lose
literally
weight.
2 days.
You can't.
And I probably have lost 10 pounds.
You haven't.
No way.
I probably weigh like 130 pounds.
Fuck? You already looked emaciated. Yeah.
I look terrible.
You look exactly the same.
I look like the mechanism. I look like the mechanism.
I have not changed at all.
I'm not naked right now. You can't see. I'm wearing a hoodie.
You look exact. Your face looks exactly the same.
Oh, don't body shame me, the two of you.
I'm just saying, man.
You one of you body dysmorphia, the other one should have body dysmorphia.
I'm happy with myself.
Well, okay.
I love my body.
I have lost weight.
I hate my body, but I should.
You shouldn't hate your body. You look fine.
Yes.
Yeah, who the fuck wants to look fine?
And Nick should and Stop should hate his body.
No, I shouldn't.
Who the fuck wants to look fine?
No, everyone should love their body.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a
beautiful starlet.
Oh, no, I gotta start going. I just signed up for starlet.
I'm trying to have my close up.
You're trying to starve yourself.
What?
Who the fuck is Mr. DeVille?
I eat way more than you do. Who's Mr. DeVille?
I'm ready for my DeMille. Close up, Mr.
It's
DeVille. Cecil B. DeMille.
Yo, who the fuck is Mr. DeVille? Yo, what's this reference I don't know and said wrong?
I only remember from like Looney Tunes and shit where they were.
No,
it's from
that movie Sunset Boulevard, baby.
I love you know what Adam is with like tidbits? It's like, what? You know when Judge Doom is going around that bar,
mm-hmm.
and Roger Rabbit, and he's mm-hmm. playing Shaving a Haircut on the wall.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm ready for my close-up, DeVille. I'm ready for my close-up. And then fucking Bob Hoskins is like, what the fuck is he doing? You turn around and Adam's got steam coming out of his ears. He's like, but it's from Sunset Boulevard, a movie I've seen the movie.
What happens in that movie?
Some old bitch lives in this mansion.
What happens in the movie?
She lives in
what
a mansion.
What happens in the movie?
She's like not popping.
It's an old bitch who lives in a mansion. I've seen the movie.
She used to be a famous actress.
Oh, but she's a dried up
and
old
then
little
she's
slut.
Dried
now.
Up psycho. And then she's convinced she's going to have her comeback. Some guy goes out into hiding in her.
And she's played by Norma Desmond.
Is it?
No, she's played by Gloria Swanson. I thought that would set you off.
Is that Gloria Swanson?
You know it is.
No, I think it's someone else.
Ron Swanson's mom?
It's Ron Swanson's mom.
Yeah.
Bacon?
I'm ready for my bacon, Mr.
I'm
DeVille.
Ready for my bacon.
My mother was an actress. I don't know if I can... I'm gay.
Yep, there it is. That's good.
My job in this.
Yeah.
One thing I want to do.
There's two things I love.
I come into this office 8:00 every morning. I have gay sex. I shut the door. And then I look at gay pornography on the internet for 15 minutes, and then I go to work. I don't even know that. I've never seen a single episode of that show.
It's a pretty good show.
It seems like they're all having a good time.
He's very like a specific guy.
He's like a libertarian. He hates big guns.
I think the government
you're right,
should
dude.
Stay out of everything except my asshole.
Gloria Swanson.
I want every bureaucrat to fuck my ass.
I want everyone
give
to
me
have
bacon.
Yeah, I can't do him.
Yeah, well, whatever. Do you see that woman's titties in Sunset Boulevard, the movie or whatever?
Do you see her titties?
What's it called? Sunset Park?
Do we see her titties
or
not?
It's called Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard.
Nice.
Sandra Bullock Vard. How about that?
Yeah.
High fives all around, baby. Take that.
It's a matchbox car track leading to her pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Sandra Bullock.
How about a parody of Speed where it's called Fuck? Sandra Bullock has to keep fucking or she blows up.
She's got a bomb in her pussy.
Yeah. There's a bomb in Dennis Hopper put a bomb in my pussy. Pop quiz, hot chat. There's a bomb in the hostage's pussy. Fuck the hostage.
Dude, Dennis Hopper, the older I get, the less cool he is.
Yeah.
Wow. I used to think he was really cool when I was
Why do you have to blaspheme the hot man?
Mm-hmm. I think he's real lame these days.
Why?
Yeah, how about blaspheme Phoenix?
Off, like,
and he's like, God sucks.
He's
like, God sucks.
God, hey, you guys ready to walk the line? with God sucking?
Yeah.
Oh. Blaspheme Phoenix.
Oh, wait. I was thinking Phoenix. What's his face?
River Phoenix?
River Phoenix. Yeah, his brother, you mean?
Is that his brother?
Yep. His brother.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is?
That's, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are
brothers. Joaquita River.
Yeah.
River died partying with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Didn't River die drowning in a river?
Yeah. No, he did heroin and coke.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Jeff Buckley. He drowned in
a river.
He
died at the Viper Room.
Right? Didn't Jeff Buckley die in a river?
River died in a river.
That would be pretty funny.
That would be crazy, dude.
if like, it's, and that would be like a fun listicle. It's like people whose names predicted how they would die. Uh-huh. And then it's like 9/11 Johnson.
Yeah. Right.
I died in a dam.
Raped a dam. To death, Stephanie.
So much gay sexist asshole collapsed Mullen.
Who's that? Who's that guy?
That's you.
But my name is Nick.
His name is Nick.
No, that's your nickname.
No, but that's my name.
Is that your nickname?
Hold on. Take out your license, Nick.
I'm not taking it. I don't have a license.
Take out your license.
I've never had a license in my life.
Take it out.
Yeah, you do.
I drive a Leaf.
Here, Adam, what does his license say?
It says, take so much ass. What is this?
Oh, wow. Great job. You can't even.
God damn it, Adam.
Yeah.
I'm sick, guys.
You should have let me do it.
Huh?
You gotta expect me.
I know, but I thought you were playing like you didn't want to admit it. And we're like, you know what? Let's get Adam involved with the fucking
don't let him
freebie.
In the bit.
I think a better
freebie alley-oop. It was a long thing. I forgot.
A better way to go would be that I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And then I'm finding out.
That's what I thought you were going to do. You're going to be shocked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What? We find your birth certificate, dude.
God damn it.
What?
Your long form.
Sorry, guys. Adam dropped. Adam fumbled.
I didn't fumble shit.
Wait, just be the way. That man who I thought was my father wasn't? They're like, no, that's your last name. Oh.
No, it just means you're going to die having gay sex.
Oh, I get, well, then this is probably fine. I'll be dead. I don't give a shit. How's that? Like, honestly, being raped to death by guys probably is better than grease fire.
That is true.
You know, yeah, if you really think
if
about
it's a
it.
Cool, like,
you ever spill some hot grease on your hand? Doesn't feel good.
That's
at least
true.
With the gay sex to death, maybe that prostate thing that I heard
mm-hmm.
about. I
don't, mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm coming so hard.
Yeah, you actually die of dehydration because all the cum leaves your body.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I feel fucking stoned.
You want to see if stoned, maybe...
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, dude. I feel like I'm tripping.
Do you feel like you're doing drugs?
It's me, cool.
Honestly, when you're throwing
me,
up
hey
and like
it's
waking
me, cool
up sweating
Adam.
And shit, you feel like you're...
It's me, cool Adam.
You
guess
feel like
who
you're tripping.
Feels like they're tripping.
Shut up, bro.
I love tripping. It's me, cool Adam.
Damn, Adam. Cool Adam. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Wait, you're like the cooler
You sound cool, man.
Dude, Adam's so cool.
Shut up, gay Adam.
What do you mean?
I had a tummy ache, and now I feel like I'm on drugs.
Oh, dude. Cool Adam.
Shut up, dude.
Cool Adam is brought to you by BetDSI.com.
If you want to purchase one of our great characters,
you can go to BetDSI.com.
I
bet
if you're calling me cool or that guy.
Shut up, gay Adam.
No, I'm gay Adam, and he's cool Adam.
Hey, everybody. It's me, cool Adam.
Shut up, man.
I had diarrhea all week, and now I feel cool.
I'm a cool 130 pounds.
I'm on drugs, being cool. BetDSI.com is the premier sports betting website on today's internet.
Oh, I love it. This isn't your grandpappy's
this
internet.
This isn't your grand. This is the AOC generation.
Mm-hmm. There were four internets.
We're clapping back.
We're clapping back at our insurgentized sensogeny or whatever.
Shouts out AOC.
Internalized sensationalism.
Toxic masculinity.
You know, I sometimes like to go into a place, you know, and I'm like, how much is the chicken sandwich? I'm like, $13.95. I'm like, that's the most jingoistic thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
What is this? A jingoism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A jingo station?
Yep. What is this? Jingo?
Well, I'm sorry. Where did I just walk into? Jingo.com? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jingo Unchained.
What is jingoism?
Jingoism?
Yeah. Do you think that the United States deserves to steal
the biggest pants?
The big. You get to go take the biggest pants?
Yep.
From any country?
We deserve it.
Anyways.
Isn't it just the racist and nationalist all in, rolled
it's
up in one?
Jingoism.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I said,
that is.
I said, this is the most jingoist. I'm about to engage in a Jeremy ad against.
In a what?
I don't know. That's another word I see that dickheads use.
I don't know that word, actually.
I don't even know. It's like, it's one of those words I read, and it's like, oh, there's no reason to use that word.
Jerry-ad?
Jeremy-ad? Jeremy-ad? I don't even know how to fucking pronounce it. There's certain words that people can use where it's like, no one should look that up. People should just immediately stop listening
to you. The second you use it, I'm out.
Right, exactly. There's no fucking point in like, oh, you remembered that from your SAT prep?
A long, mournful complaint or lamentation.
Right, yeah.
That is fucking so stupid.
Right.
If you use that shit, suck me on soft, bitch.
Yeah.
You don't even get to suck my hard dick.
You know, but here's the thing. I love getting sucked on soft.
You do?
You do?
Oh,
it
the
best.
It
hurts my feelings.
It hurts your feelings?
I like it, actually. I like it.
Yeah.
No, it does me feel really
There's nothing
bad.
Better than
Why?
Putting your completely limp dick
because
in somebody's mouth.
Because we've talked about this before. Like,
especially when you just start
pissing
in your
mouth. Your dick's
going
to get hard.
The perspective of looking down on your dick... Like when anyone looks down at their dick, it looks 0 inches long, right?
Yeah.
And then when you see it from the front,
it's not perspective, dude. It's
it
just,
is just it's anyone
that's just
looking
what your
down.
Dick looks
your
like.
Dick is just small.
No, come on. We've
everyone
had this conversation
that looks down
before.
At their dick can't even see it. They need special eyewear to look down at their
no,
dick.
No, it's like, you know
this is something
then,
they discovered in the Renaissance. There's perspective.
This is bullshit.
This is a vanishing point.
No, we've literally had this conversation
and
off mic
then,
and all agreed,
no,
and now you're doing a dragging now. A coordinated dragging.
No. It's not a coordinated dragging.
We did not. We planned this?
This
or
is,
did you say you
no,
can't
the two
see
of
your
you
feet?
Are you're trying to escape yourself from our world of small dickery.
No, when we were talking...
This is just like how you pretend you're not short, bitch. You also have a little dick.
We don't care. Okay?
It's like when you look at your dick in the mirror versus when,
yeah,
you,
when
look
you look
down
your dick
at your
in
dick,
the big funhouse mirror
like
that you bought special.
It looks like
so
a different
you can
size.
See your dick.
No,
you
shut up. BetGSI.com has 24-hour tech support. 24/7 tech support.
Anyways, what's your point? How does that make it worse?
I'm just saying, if I look down at a girl sucking my soft dick,
your tiny ass dick,
I feel
I love
bad
it.
Yeah.
And then you piss. And then you just start pissing.
You're laughing at how close
I feel like a baby being changed.
I'm genuine.
I feel like a big retard.
Like a European
this
baby.
That's not what I'm saying.
My diaper changed.
Changed my fucking
clean
diaper,
the piss
bitch
off my dick with your mouth.
I love it, dude. It feels great.
No. I like it.
I
it
like
does
to
feel
get,
good because
like
I'm
to,
about to get hard.
I like to start off on my best foot. Put my
no,
best foot
I
forward.
I like getting my dick tickled to full stiffness.
No.
That feels nice.
No. I would rather just see. Okay, never mind. That's
you
want to
come
opinion
out? You want to come out cock blazing?
Yeah, I want
that
my dick
to me
to look
is an
good
insecurity.
Of course, it's an insecurity.
That to me is an insecurity and a sign of low intimacy.
Now I kind of want to get some fancy European diapers.
Well, that's our
maybe
next
I'll get in. Yeah, I'll get into fucking ABDL shit.
Listen, it's not. There's nothing. Because
that's
to be
the thing, man.
Of.
I don't think I haven't ever tried that.
What?
Being in a diaper?
Maybe I should try acting like a baby.
Mm. Adult baby shit?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, if you find that that's your true calling, it's going to be so annoying.
I don't know,
he's
man
not.
I'd rather you want to kill yourself, honestly.
I do
he's
know
not
a lot about deviant art. I do come from that world to an extent.
That is
we
true just come over here, you're doing baby
I always
shit
pick the girl characters in Mario Party.
That's
I mean,
true
there's like an indication.
That's not true.
I play as baby Bowser pretty often.
You play as Boo, dude. We know that.
Yeah,
you play
yeah
as the ghost.
Actually, started playing as Koopa in the new one because he's got the best dice.
Oh, you play strategically, not to look like you.
Yeah, of course, dude. I'm a grown man.
That's why I couldn't
Scott
play
plays
with
as the beaver.
Dude, I don't play with Monty Mole anymore because his dice were too bad.
I know.
Even though he looks just like
I play
me.
With
look, dude,
the
I'm not a fucking
because
child.
He looks like me. Yeah.
When I play a game
designed
star,
for
when
toddlers
I play a star counting game in which at the end of the game they expect you to not be able to count 7 stars. And so there's a built-in element of suspense.
Did we finish the read?
Oh, no.
We didn't even start it.
BetDSI.com, yeah. If you go there,
started, no,
you can bet on who would be the best at Mario Party. athlete.
That's
you know,
right.
You know, sports
I'm 1-0 against
sports
you guys.
Are kind of, you know, it's funny. A lot of people think it's gay to not like sports. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something. Football, nowhere near as complicated as Mario Party.
That's true.
Where's the theft element of, mm-hmm. of stars and
steal
coins?
Steal stars and coins.
The players don't have different statistics. They're all the same. Whereas in Mario Party,
yes, every player
they have
exactly
different
the same.
They have different dice.
That's true.
Some of them are dragons. Some of them are babies enjoying their own sexuality.
Like baby
getting their limp dick.
Limp baby dick sucked on
until
in the middle
pisses.
Of a diaper change.
Yeah, and these are all things you can do at
BetDSI.com. BetDSI. If you're a baby that wants to get your little cock sucked on, go to BetDSI.com.
Mm.
And / cumtown or something.
Yeah, / no, I don't think that, no. That's how it works.
No, it's not.
It no, you go to betdsi.com. They offer live in-game wagering, live something else.
Customer support and stuff?
Yeah, 24/7. 24/7.
And you get a bonus. Your,
yeah, it's
like, what y'all trying to suck?
My
a
dick.
Sucking on a dick, I am gay.
Is that Blackbird sucking
on my
dick?
Bruno
gay.
Mars?
Yeah, it's Bruno Mars.
Ah.
How about Homo Mars? how about Homo Mars?
You fucking got him, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check it
out. Uh-huh. Yep.
Check it out at BetDSI.com.
Yeah. If you want to look at some of our great characters like Homo Mars or Cool Adam, go to BetDSI.com.
That's not a character.
Yeah, you're right. It's a guy.
Hey, everybody.
It's Cool Adam.
Cool
hell
Adam.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Dude. I love Cool Adam.
They got I am cool.
They got a great mobile app, easy to use from anywhere. You know, they offer live in-game wagering.
Yeah.
You make plays throughout the entire game. And here's where we're going to be betting on this week, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna
this
take
week?
The Philadelphia Flyers over.
This week, take bet against the Patriots.
The Patriots killed the last week.
Fuck the smart money's on
and
the
that's
Chiefs.
What we're betting on. So when you sign up, make sure to use promo code CUM120. That's CUM120 so they know we sent you. Remember that thing where kids would go, spell iCup. You go, ICUP. And you'd be like, what are you, fucking gay?
Yeah.
To see someone peeing?
Yeah, I'm going to bring that back, dude.
That's like the Pen 15 era.
Spell yeah. I like having gay sex.
I-L-I-K-E.
And he has to prove he can spell
G-A-Y-S-E-X.
When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you played at the tables.
Yes, I love that.
It has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. Free cash. Open your ass for free
Open
cash.
Open your ass. We're going to roll $100 bills into it.
I am going to use a t-shirt cannon to blow cash into your ass. Now, let's give it up for David's bar mitzvah. Maybe I should. What if I become a DJ, a bar mitzvah DJ?
That'd
after
be awesome. You should do it simultaneously.
That's the move.
Secretly.
The podcast ends. I become a bar mitzvah DJ. How funny would it be if I was really passionate about being a bar mitzvah DJ? And then they found out about the podcast, and I'm losing bar mitzvah gigs. And I'm like, I just want to help these boys freak.
Get their little Jew nubs
did
rubbed on.
Did you ever go to a bar mitzvah with motivational dancers?
What the fuck are motivational?
I've only been to two.
If people were like that level of rich, they'd hire like sexy adult women to like dance with all
what?
The little boys.
Yeah, that's like a and half like step you, from prostitution.
What the fuck are motive? Like, why are you calling them motivation?
He means whores.
They like
he means they bought
they're
whores.
Not prostitutes.
No, they're motivational dancers.
No, they give you like.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Legal Adam.
No,
whatever. Listen, so if you're going to be in the sports book,
which
is
where
we like to gamble. You want to use promo code CUM120, that's CUM120, up to $1,000. You're going to give you 60% bonus cash, which would turn $1,000 into $1,600 ass fucking dollars,
ass
bitch. Fuck you.
Dollars.
Suck my dick to play with. So once again, that's betdsi.com, CUM120.
Let's start the finish.
My buddy's parents were in, I'm pretty sure, the Massage. Reverse
hey,
mortgage
Cool
business.
Adam here, my parents. My buddy's,
Cool Adam.
My buddy.
They got sexy girls for
my
his
buddy,
bar
mitzvah. He's actually the first AD on the new Lars von Trier. Oh, yeah, we actually
Did
know
you
that
see
guy. That's my favorite is when he includes you in his name dropping. Oh, yeah, we actually know that guy. Oh, do we?
Why don't I get included?
I'm not name dropping. I'm just saying that they hire these sexy girls and then they give you Mardi Gras beer.
Yeah, sexy girls. Sounds like a name drop to me.
It's not a name drop.
You know sexy girls?
I don't know any.
I don't. Psych.
I think that they would work for the DJ.
I've only fucked absolute dogs. just zero.
I've never fucked a hot woman in my life. No, sir. No, thank you.
I have only fucked zeros.
One redeemable quality and not nice eyelashes. Just
broad shoulders.
Broad shoulders, stubble everywhere.
Just square tits.
Huge
just heavy
tit.
Square tits. Awful heavy square tits.
Yep.
One of those girls that's like, you know, because my boobs are so big and they're just awful.
Yeah.
Trash.
Sharp pubes.
Yeah.
They kind of cut you.
Uh-huh. Growing all the way out to the sides of her legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Me too.
The
motivational dances are whores, though.
Anyways,
for sure.
If there's
they're
women listening,
they were just
all
like,
of your bodies are beautiful.
Sex,
you know?
Sex work adjacent.
We're done body shaming women.
Mm-hmm. We're only body shaming Adam.
Did you see that commercial for Gillette?
That's who deserves it.
No.
What is
that commercial? Everyone's talking about
it. It's like
the Gillette commercial starts. Everyone knows that when you look down at your penis, the perspective makes it look 0 inches.
It does. It looks
are
way
you now with the new Gillette duration. You get
the Gillette Zero.
It like
promises
a fighter jet coming by.
It promises not to accidentally cut
looks
off your little cock,
I'm
which
just
is
saying
so
it looks
small
way
it gets lost.
It looks
in a
way bigger in the mirror versus when you're looking down at it.
I thought you were gonna say, you know, your dick looks bigger when it's hard.
Yeah. No,
I'm
that's
just saying
not the
it looks
point
way
I'm
bigger. When a man is getting it hard.
Shut up. Yeah, there's that new Gillette commercial, though, which, like, Gillette, we're not being toxic masculinity anymore.
Yeah, what did they say? What was it? What's
it's like? Like, it's like, it's like you see, like, don't harass women.
Mm.
Boys will be boys is wrong.
Right.
Gillette, we're not going to do this anymore.
Fuck Gillette, dude.
Yeah.
Gillette can suck my jabals. Mm-hmm.
And if I could shave my face, I would never use Gillette ever again.
No. What kind of razors do you use?
I use the one blade. What's
me
it
too
called?
The Norelco.
I think it's
Norelco one
Norelco
blade.
We actually do
all three of us use it, and we stand that product.
It's crazy that it took so long to invent like a razor that, you know, it's so funny. I just...
This is not even an ad.
The only convincing.
Yeah, I convinced so many people to use that thing.
This is just, he has the thing, and he's like, I convinced everybody.
I convinced you.
You did.
I
it sells it fucking self. It's like $20 on Amazon Prime. It'll be at your house, Prime now. It'll be at your house in fucking 3 hours. You don't even have to leave the house.
Yeah.
And if you
slave will bring
sign
it
up with promo code
No.
Okay. Type that in.
No
in
promo
the,
code.
In the tip notes. Yeah.
Type that in the name when it asks for your address.
Yeah, you'll get a special message from the delivery man in regards to the podcast.
Can you tip a delivery guy for Prime?
You're
now
supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, but can
who
you
who brings it? Not the
can
third,
you?
Yeah.
Will they allow you?
I've
someone
never,
shoot me
I've never
if I
it
tip someone?
I think
shut the fuck up. I've never used
will
it.
Will I be arrested if I try and give a
you literally,
overworked person money?
You literally have to go in and edit it so that you don't tip. And Adam's like, what? I didn't even know
I've never used Prime Now. You guys are, my powers are weak right now because I'm sick.
You're
your
throwing
powers
up juicy lobs to us, man. I'm sorry.
Your powers. Sorry, I didn't realize your powers are weak.
I'm a better tipper than all of you guys. And I'm nicer to customer service than
absolutely
other of you.
Not. You know how annoying you
guys
are?
You guys are both terrible to customer
fucking
service.
When people
you're
fucking,
terrible.
When you leave,
we're
like.
We have gentlemen's tempers.
No, you guys yell at Uber drivers. Stop, you yell
yeah,
at that
it fucking feels
attendant
good, bitch. It
fuck
feels good to yell
attendant
at people.
And fuck
he
that
was just doing his job.
Fuck him. And fuck the guy in front of me leaning his shit
it's
all the way
just
back.
His job. That guy was a dick, but it wasn't the flight attendant's fault.
Don't give
that
a
fucking
fuck
owned when you kicked that old woman. He said, it's common fucking decency.
Fuck that bitch, dude.
Why are you fucking kicking
wearing, stop wearing an American flag tracksuit kicking some old Australian bitch in the leg?
First of all,
you literally.
It and
literally
you turn around
like
and go,
fat
you turn around and you go, it's
woman
common fucking decency.
I didn't kick that bitch. She wouldn't move her fucking stupid leg so I could take a piss. Fuck her. Fuck that flight attendant. Fuck that Italian cocksucker in front of us.
We've never even brought that up on the show, but that was the funniest shit ever.
That made me laugh so fucking hard. It's common fucking
dick. I already had the aisle seat, and I switched with you so you could have the aisle seat.
Yeah.
And you still threw a tantrum at that fucking gay
fuck
Australian
that guy.
Man. Oh my god, he was just doing his job.
I don't give a fuck.
And he charged our cell phones in the fucking first class.
That's the least he could fucking do because all the fucking things were broken.
It's a nine-hour flight and none of the fucking outlets work.
I know, but he still hooked us up because
he didn't hook us up. He did his fucking job.
It's a $900.
Okay,
flight.
I'm sorry. I said thank you. I'm sorry. I said
no,
thank you.
No, don't fucking
try. No, because
and
both of you guys, because both of you guys were like, don't fucking say thank you. Don't fucking try to butter this guy up.
Don't say thank you. What did we say? Don't say thank you.
I was like, you fell asleep, and I gave him my phone. He's like, yeah, do you need me to charge
Hey, everybody, it's
class?
Cool Adam here. So then me and the flight attendant hanging out in the cockpit and high-fiving each other. And he was like, you're the coolest girl on this plane, mate.
It was very...
You're way better than your friends, who everyone dislikes, but you're real cool, mate.
And then me I and, said, damn, no, I said, I said, like, you cool stop, Adam. You fell asleep. You fell asleep. I said, I'm sorry. I said, sorry, dude. We've just been traveling.
He's like, mate, I'm looking at your penis right now. And from my perspective,
small.
It doesn't look small at all.
I don't like
it. It doesn't look like 0 inches.
It's probably just...
it's an optical illusion, it's mate.
I said it was
your
hyperbole.
Dick is huge. You know what I mean? You're great in customer service.
You're great.
This
is such a betrayal because we've literally had this conversation, the two of us.
No,
you and
motherfucker.
Me. No, Nick and I literally have had this conversation.
Whatever,
about how your
dude.
Dick looks different when you're looking down at it versus when you're looking in the mirror.
I think this may have been something you said to me and I went, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's not true, dude. We've literally had this conversation. Also,
you were talking about a post-cum dick. I remember the conversation.
I said to the flight
oh,
attendant.
Oh, right. Yeah. You were saying that you got in trouble for looking at your penis in the mirror after having sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Because I said I wanted to see it looking good, you know?
Yeah. And I agreed to the point that your, like, dick looks nicer after you just nutted, which I think everybody will agree.
It looks
down.
Great. It's of pulsating. Course. It's awesome.
It's the phenomenal
dick.
Yeah.
I'm so
well, it's
proud
also,
of
it's,
him.
It's accomplished something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did
it's
something.
Proud of itself.
Yeah.
It didn't make a woman come, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, not yours, bitch.
If you count me as a woman. Then.
Yeah, it did, then.
Yeah,
you're right.
Anyway,
it did make two women come.
No, because you guys, yeah, exactly. You guys were razzing me
Anyways,
for looking at my dick.
So me and the Australian flight attendant are looking at my penis in the mirror.
I don't like Cool Adam. I've been throwing up.
I fucking love Cool
Adam,
dude.
I don't
Adam,
like
dude.
Cool Adam, dude.
Hey, buddy.
I don't like
I
it.
I fucking love Cool Adam.
You guys...
oh, I guess fuck. I'll tell you what.
What if I was
You know
cool?
What, guys? My penis used to look 0 inches.
I said zero until as I went hyperbole.
Until I went to bluechew.com. Well, oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. We thought you seriously meant that your penis
was vanishing.
Non-dimensional.
Thanks for explaining hyperbole to us, you dumb asshole. We're being totally serious.
Shut up. bluechew.com.
Bluechew,
continue.
Baby.
Can make us that money.
Bluechew.com. I tell you, you go to this website, you know,
mm-hmm.
Your dick's not hard. You fill out some forms. Guess what, baby? Your dick's fucking
you
hard.
You put your cock in the USB.
They're sending you custom medicine to your fucking house.
That's right.
Tired of having a limp dick? Tired of your dick being way too fucking limp?
Tired of it being small?
Are you tired
of your dick?
Of your small dick
soft
being
cock.
Limp? It's me, Satan. Here for gay sex. That's right,
away,
children
Satan,
of God. That's right, children of God. These people at Bluetooth.com want you to sign up and get your penis hard for women because they know you should be saving yourself for marriage the only time you can get hard. I'm not married myself. I've never had a hard penis unless I'm imagining a man. These temptations put into my head by Satan himself and the good people at Bluetooth.com.
Disclaimer, the good people at BlueChew.com do not put gay sex temptations
into
your head.
I couldn't even really figure out what angle.
I think first you were Satan,
and then it was
then
a
you were
a
preacher.
It's kind of like a black drill sergeant.
But then the preacher turned out to be gay. Look, man, that's
anyways,
a lot of stuff.
BlueChew.com, it's a website where you can get dick pills without having to be better at lying to a doctor in person.
Right. If you're bad at making eye contact, if you're better at posting than you are speaking to people, which if I'm going to guess is 99% of the people
it's
listening
all
to
of you.
Right now, then what you want to do is go to BlueChew.com, fill out a questionnaire. Do not lie on it, wink,
tell
wink.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
There's no wink, wink. Though.
You have to lie.
That's Satan saying that, so that's
Satan,
not
don't
true.
Don't listen to him. Listen to God.
Don't listen to
I'm
them.
God.
Hey,
say,
everybody,
don't.
It's me, Cool God.
Cool God.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut up, Adam.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Wow, Cool God and Satan are agreeing on one thing.
It's me, strip club DJ Satan.
Anyway,
coming
go to
next,
fucking BlueChew. Get some cock. Tell them the truth.
Get
about
your fucking
health.
Dick hard for Teresa at BlueChew.com.
Gives you the confidence, baby. No joke. I'm not even fucking kidding. A cum boy shouts out a listener came up to me. His friend came up to me after a show at Union Hall, and he was like, "Yo, one of my friends listens to you." And he said he got BlueChew, and it has completely turned around his relationship.
Yeah.
My man was hitting his girlfriend with the soft
That's
dick.
That's a fucking testimonial.
Came through with the BlueChew.
We're changing lives. We're changing
lives. You know what? It's more like a breast-timonial, because that man
gets to suck on some titties. Gets to titty fuck his girlfriend again.
With a hard cock.
Tired of not being able to titty fuck your small tit girlfriend.
So, yeah, guys. Blue motherfucking Chew. Take them shits. We're customers. We own the company.
We are bustomers.
We're bustomers.
We are personal bustomers of BlueChew.com.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll bustomers,
one
dude.
Cool customer.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the exact read that we're supposed to do?
I don't know, man. Look, it's a website where you can get generic Cialis and Viagra. Or the same drugs.
Same drugs,
same
dude.
Drugs that are in them, but mm-hmm. they're chewable, so they work faster.
Faster.
And you know, I'll tell you, I take them and like... You know, I don't like fucking. In fact, like I've stated before, I prefer my dick to be limp and act like
yeah,
a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
But, but I like them just for the taste.
Right. They do taste pretty good.
They taste,
what do they taste like?
They taste really fun.
Like
you want one?
Stone's kid?
Like
I was actually just going to take
can
one
I have
for
one?
Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I took one at a sleepover. I told you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I'll take one. I've never
and
taken
then
one.
Me and my friends were like, let's take a Viagra. I'm going to show you this trick, this Australian flight attendant trick.
That guy was just doing his job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shut
and
up.
Then stop.
First of all, bitch, you're not the best at customer service, people. Yeah. You
I
haggle like
people.
I've never seen before.
When have I haggled
to
ever?
That,
give
to the point that it's
example.
Uncomfortable.
Guitar
give me
center.
One
guitar
to the
center
point that it's
fucking
uncomfortable.
Used Telecaster.
You're supposed to.
And you know what you
you're
do?
You're supposed to.
You do the shit
because there was damage.
That dads do
there was
when they
damage
think they're being
on the
charming.
Body.
Did I tell you this Guitar Center story?
Yeah.
There was damage. There was damage on the body.
And it was already marked down $600.
Yeah.
I got a great deal on a guitar.
You think they love you? You think you're being charming? They're like, yeah. I can't wait till this asshole stops talking.
And it wasn't a Telecaster.
You all that's who you are with customer service people.
What?
It was a Telecaster.
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was a suck dick a caster. And your bitch ass hasn't even played it either.
Yeah,
by
never,
the way,
never once. You only wanted to play Amber's guitar because you love being annoying.
That's not true, dude.
How dare you say I'm the worst at customer service?
You know how good I am.
With
at
the
guitar.
Exception of some flare-ups on international travel.
Yeah, it's annoying that you're better at guitar than the two of us. Because honestly, if
I
we were going to
best at guitar, that's
yeah, but you're not even good at guitar.
That,
yeah.
Well, I'm the
I'm
best
better.
Out of the three.
We've never tried to play guitar.
I could play the
why don't you
some
try,
parts
dude?
Of the Godfather.
Because I don't want to take everything
to be
away from you.
Married like me. Maybe yeah. You guys learned a little guitar.
Bitch, we could get engaged to each other whenever we fucking
right now,
wanted,
bitch.
You fucking dumb asshole.
What are you talking about?
Me and Stav could go get engaged right now.
Right now.
Falling in love and getting married is cool.
It's actually.
And playing guitar.
Hey, everybody.
I set that up. Come on. You know I set that up. You know I gave you that.
Check this out, Australian flight attendant. I set them up.
You're so cool, mate. Your turn, Adam.
Yeah.
I love... Do you remember what he said to you, Stav?
No.
He's like, mate, if you could just cool it with a profanity right now.
Yeah, fuck like that.
And you were like, this fucking flight sucks! Fuck you!
It did suck. And I
this
say,
Italian faggot just leave.
Fuck those Portuguese cocksuckers or whatever the fuck they were.
Oh, they were
I'll
were
fight
Italian.
Them to this day, yeah. Dude.
I hate
if
all
I
those
If I see
countries.
That cocksucker in the street, I'll slap him. I'll slap the little fucker.
Anyways, Blue Chew is the only company, or maybe they were the first company with chewable Viagra.
The good shit, bitch.
They're cheaper than the other two. It only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online. No doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Custom medicine.
None of that indirect shipping that we all hate.
I hate that
when you have your dick pills shipped to your mom's house.
Yeah.
Go pick it up.
Oh, Eric, your dick pills are here. Mame.
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 You don't have to have them shipped to your address, but in your roommate Eldis's name.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Blue Chew chewables are prescribed online by a doctor. Made in the USA. Hi, I'm Wolf of Brimley. My penis stopped working in 1930-something. There was no solution back then. You could put on blackface makeup, maybe feel better about your race, but you could never get your dick hard again.
Never.
But with Liberty Mutual, your lancets, your dick pills are all sent directly to your door in discreet packaging.
That's right.
And it gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do
folks,
it.
I mean, come on.
Come on, folks.
Who doesn't want to chew it and
do
it?
I love to chew it and do
Everyone it. Everyone loves chewing it and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the guy that came up with that, his asshole just falls out. He's just walking down the street, and everyone's like, is that man shitting himself? But then there's, like, way too much blood for it to just be that.
Mm.
He's like, oh, God.
My ass.
My asshole is falling out.
Yeah.
Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free. When you use promo code Cumtown. Just pay $5 shipping. That's B-L-U-E-C-H-E-W. Sorry, it didn't make sense for a sec because I know C-H is like the ch noise, but then seeing them separated was hard to read.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
no problem, man.
Use promo code Cumtown, C-U-M-T-O-W-N. Script, but please don't feel obligated to read verbatim. Use your own language and talk about your own experiences if you wish. Make it fun. I'm going to make this more about allowing you to have great sex with your partner rather than the problems that keep you from performing. Sorry.
What's up, you little dick, limp-ass fucking pieces of shit? We got a fix, sort of, hopefully. Unless your dick is that weak that even dick pills won't fix it.
Yeah. Guys looking to last longer, go a few extra rounds, go to Blue Chew. I mean, the read's over. This is just the demo copy. They and the part they told me not to read anyway.
The part they explicitly ask you not to tell people.
That's
about.
Stupid. Don't put that. Don't send me an email that says, don't read this.
Yeah.
Don't read this part.
Don't read this part. Don't suck this. I want to plug a couple of dates real quick, guys. This weekend in Phoenix, please come out and see me at the 19th at Valley Bar, Tucson on the 20th. Then I'm in Hartford on the 24th and Wilmington, Delaware, the 25th. I have not promoted that date at all. No tickets have been sold. Mm-hmm. So please, if you live in Delaware.
No tax.
Chicago. No tax. Or anywhere in the United States, fly out for it. I'm at Lincoln Lodge, the beginning of March. Look up Lincoln Lodge. The Saturday show is sold out. We might add a second one, but I'm waiting to see how the Friday shows. Nah, I'm going to wait until. Because the Friday shows were at like. I don't know, 70-something for the first one and like 40-something for the late one.
Bro, add it. You'll sell out. Trust me.
Yeah, I don't know. Just buy tickets for the late show Friday if you want to come. You're in Chicago. If I hit like 90 on both those, then I'll add a second show Saturday. Thing is because more people, obviously more people want to come Saturday.
Right, I got
so
you.
If I add a second show Saturday and then I'm dealing with like a fucking third of the room on one of the
I think you'll sell all them out. I sold them all out. I think you'll sell them all out.
Yeah, but you know, you're the guy everybody wants to go see.
No, they want to see you.
No,
they
no see you. Everybody's supporting me.
No.
People are being just supportive and nice.
They want to see both you and me, Nick. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they obviously. Yeah. Everybody just wants to see the podcast.
Yeah, I have some,
nobody gives a shit about it.
They want to see either me or you or the podcast.
They don't want to see me just do Chris Gethard's hour.
I got some Chris Gethard dates.
So, yeah, Phoenix on the 19th, Tucson on the 20th, Hartford the 24th, Delaware the 25th. Please buy tickets to fucking Delaware. And then San Diego on the 27th. We added a second show. L.A., the 2nd of February, added a second show. Please buy tickets. And I'm working on it right now, Indianapolis. I'm trying to fucking make up those dates. So I want to suck you little fucking Midwestern motherfuckers off as well.
Mm-hmm. I had a grease fire the other day. I almost burned the apartment down. It's the first time this ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, I've never, like, I was always like, how the fuck do you burn your house down?
Yeah. How are all these fucking idiots?
How the fuck are you that stupid that you burn your house down?
Because this, you leave like a cig out, and then
No, there was that guy I worked with at Papa John's. I told you that story. Yeah, right? He's like, yeah, I burned down my apartment complex.
The whole fucking thing.
Get this. He lives. He worked. Managed a Papa John's. This guy was like 27.
Hell yeah.
Burned down the apartment complex by leaving a cigarette out. Didn't show up to work because he had to open the store. So it's me and the other driver just hanging out outside waiting for like updates from him. And then he like called me to let me know that he saved his PlayStation.
A real one.
Yeah, yeah. And then, because he said my apartment building caught on fire. So I was like, oh, shit. And then later I found out it was because he left a cigarette out. Best part is his dad owned the apartment complex.
Oh, my God. Like, so, is that even insurance fraud? It's like, no, Your Honor, my son is that fucking stupid. Yeah.
Your Honor, I just have this picture of him wearing JNCOs. Maybe that. The court finds in favor of not the insurance company, the other. Obviously, this boy is a mental. He's a fucking loser.
That man was a fucking loser, bro.
Your Honor, I'm just a simple, retarded loser. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a simple fucking faggot ass. I'm just a simple faggot ass retard.
Okay, please make your points, counselor.
Oh, whoops. Oopsie daisy. Has the time gone? Oh, looking at my watch now, I just realized that it's actually a time right now. Do you folks know what time it is? Then he shows him his watch. He's just, ma'am, can you read my watch for me? It says kill on it. It's a time to kill. Case closed, ladies and gentlemen. The defense rests.
The defense rests. What does this have to do with the shoplifting case you're trying?
It's a traffic moving violation.
Once again, Mr. Lemieux's novelty watch.
Sir, do you plead guilty or not guilty for public urination?
Mr. Lemieux's novelty watch has saved his client. I guarantee you this defense will not work indefinitely, Mr. Lemieux. One day, a jury will not be swayed by your parlor tricks.
Just one guy doing all the parts. Please remove him and suck him off. Yeah.
You ever see that movie, Time to Kill?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Matthew Modine.
Matthew McConaughey.
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 Yeah. Sack dick, sack dick, sack dick.
That's what I love about preschool boys.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Ooh, ooh. Hey, everybody, it's me, Matthew McConaughey.
Hi, everybody, it's me, Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey. That's the thing I love about these high school girls. The older I get, they turn into boys. They're all turning into boys now.
Hell yeah. Someone's so gay he loves trans. Loves when women become trans men.
Some like creepy older guy that's really happy about
just a pedophile. Yeah, a pedophile that's like, I'm just so supportive of all this trans stuff. Let's turn them all into boys. More boys, please. Sign
Sir,
me up
we don't need
some,
your support.
Sign me up for some boys.
God damn.
I'm excited to watch Mandy whenever I do.
Dude, it's
I'll tell
so
you what, dude. I'm
going
to pop a couple of blue chews and watch Mandy by myself. In my
You've
home.
Never seen it?
No, I haven't seen
Mandy
it.
Mandy fucking
I saw it twice.
Rules.
It yeah. just came out. What do you mean I haven't seen it?
Mandy. It was on net. It was
I'll tell
on
you, folks.
Amazon.
There's nothing I love more than taking two or three or four blue
no.
chews.
Don't.
You're not
that's
supposed
not
to
advised.
And then, yeah.
and then playing Nintendo Switch handheld style, of course.
Leaning the Switch
resting
on,
it
your,
on
hard
your
cock.
Yeah.
yeah, right.
Yeah, that was
Mandy. Playing as Baby Bowser,
like
imagining I'm Baby
imagining
Bowser.
Imagining being Baby Bowser.
Being sucked off
getting
by
your Baby Bowser done for change
by Daisy.
No, by your dad, Bowser.
No joke, oh, that is kind of
Baby Bowser,
hot.
You pissed in my mouth.
I would love to piss in Daisy's mouth as a
Dude,
baby.
I tell you. Look, everybody should try pissing in somebody's mouth at least once.
Who is Daisy Mario's girlfriend?
No.
That's Princess Peach.
She's
so who's
Peach's
Daisy?
Sister, I think.
No,
she
Peach
fucks
is,
Luigi?
She's Luigi's so. Bitch. They all have
She's kind of hotter.
Who's Rosalina then? Who does Rosalina fuck?
Rosalina was
she's
the
from
bitch
Frozen.
From, she's from Super Mario Odyssey.
But who does she fuck?
Or Galaxy.
Were
oh, she's new?
Pixar
she
Frozen.
Was. It was on like Wii or GameCube.
No.
It was on Wii. Super
really?
Mario Galaxy. Yeah.
Mario 64.
Rosalina is the bitch that owns the spaceship that goes through space.
So who does she
I never
fuck?
Play that one.
She doesn't fuck anybody. Princess Peach is kidnapped in that one.
So Rosalina's she's like the bad guy?
Rosalina's the caretaker of the like little star guys that Mario has to like save or free.
So she fucks the star
Galaxy.
Guys.
Super Mario Galaxy was a great fucking game.
I never played it.
It's great, dude. It, yeah. All of those Mario. I might get whatever the one where he's in New York is.
New Donk City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Mario has to fuck the biggest Puerto Rican ass he can find.
You stupid Mario! I'm not trying to fuck your little
so, Mario. I ain't trying
Mario.
To suck your little Italian ass dick.
Mario, are you cheating
on me? You fucking stupid! You fucking plumber,
Mario. Are you?
I ain't fucking no plumber,
Mario.
You better start rapping.
Oh my god,
damn, it
Mario.
Really. It, you really want to say the N-word when you do that voice?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, when I do that voice.
Yeah. I'm about to bust.
Yeah,
your butt cheeks are too big. A bitch have a little ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of shit fucking Mario says in New
I'm
Mario
going to
game.
Bust all over your rose tattoo on your upper butt cheek.
What else is new? I guess I watched Mississippi Burning the other night.
Oh yeah?
Who'd you root for?
My dick.
I don't know. That movie sucks. That movie's fucking dumb.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it in decades.
Well, it used to be on TV like every single day.
I remember that.
It was they would play
You'd
Mississippi
see five
Burning.
Minutes of it.
They'd play Mississippi Burning and they'd play Christine every day.
And Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School.
Back to School rocks,
and,
by the way.
And, it was on Comedy Central
and,
every day.
And yeah. Bloodsport.
What's Christine? Is that one? Was that about a dog?
It's about the car that. Right. The car.
Cujo's the one about the dog.
You know what is funny? Do you remember Sean Gabbert?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The guy in Christine looks exactly like Sean Gabbert. Artie.
Shouts out to Sean.
From Christine. What's well, he do?
I think he's just in D.C. now, I believe. Yeah. He's got a child and shit.
Oh, nice.
Should we have a child, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, all three of us.
Of course.
Put three our men and a baby.
put our cum in a test tube.
I would be so upset with your guys' parenting decisions.
No.
Yeah.
We would be good parents.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd
I would
be a bad
take
parent.
Over as the primary caretaker.
No.
Yes, I would.
It's the way you think you're
What's
a good
your
customer
parenting
service
technique
guy.
Like?
I do the same thing Robert De Niro did in Meet the Fockers, dude. The Ferber method or whatever.
Oh, the circle of trust?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You cry out, the baby cries or
I've
something.
Got nipples.
I let the baby suck my nipples.
Yeah. Can you milk,
yeah.
can you suck my tits, Greg?
Oh, he does look just like.
Yeah, he looks exactly like Sean Gabbert.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the guy's got hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean had hair at one point, I think.
I met him bald.
I think I remember Sean Gabbert.
No, I just knew him bald.
So if you guys want to know what a comic that we started doing comedy with
yeah.
looks like, look up Christine.
He always made me laugh.
Yeah, I like Sean.
I miss Sean.
You should kiss him.
He said that joke about Easter Motors.
I don't know it.
He had a lot of jokes that were... About what is Easter Adam Brothers. Doing? Yeah, about Easter Brothers.
Yeah, he's just pissing.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm just leaving the show to piss.
Yeah, I'm trying to find pictures of him with hair on the internet, but I don't...
I don't think you need to worry about it, man.
Why?
I think you could do that later.
Okay.
You don't have to look up pictures of a guy we know.
People want to know, dude. They want to know, did Sean Gabbard have hair at some
point? I mean, he did. Yeah. The answer is yes at some point.
Oh, look at this website. I don't even know what this is. Die Laughing Productions, but it's Schlegel, Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, Tommy Cimbazzo.
Oh, Tommy Cimbazzo.
Eric Woodworth,
boy.
Sean Gabbard, Frankie French, Kim Ambrose. Dylan.
Oh, R.I.P. to a
rest
real
in
one.
Peace. Fucking real
rest
one.
Rest in pussy.
Yeah. I don't know who this guy is.
What's his name?
R.J. Jackson.
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. Talk.
I'll fuck with Talk.
I fuck with Talk, too. Katie
Katie Poosh. P-E-U-S-S-C-H. Nick is laughing at the word P-E-U-S-C-H. As it looks like her name is Katie Poosh. I'm trying to get some Poosh.
Let me throw that Poosh up.
Yeah, let me see that Poosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure she's funny.
Good name. Yeah. Sounds like pussy.
The account's already deleted on Twitter for me just laughing that one time. she just does like stage managing or shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I guess I should stop looking at
maybe that. Stop looking at local Baltimore comedy production websites.
I don't know. I thought the Poosh is pretty funny.
Poosh, you know, we did get Poosh out of it.
Yeah.
Damn. And listen, we got to start brushing. Maybe we need to partner with them when we move to Baltimore.
Yeah, we should.
When we start our new
lives.
We're
not moving to Baltimore.
Yeah, we are.
You're
dude.
Not. Me and Stav are.
What do you mean?
To start our next podcast.
That's right.
Intellectual Masters. With our guest. Fucking.
You guys don't even know
dude,
about
it. It would be
Boulevard.
Awesome to start a podcast called Intellectual Masters. And it's me and you talking to just an expert on a subject.
Yeah.
And just see how long they'll stay talking to us.
Uh-huh. What's that
did
got
you
to
ever
do?
Did you find that video of you debating
pussy.
That art guy?
No, I never did. I think they took it. I don't think
the guy from the New
up.
Yorker. What's his name?
Jerry Saltz.
Yeah, Stav owned that guy, Jerry Saltz, in Baltimore. If anyone could find that video.
That was a fun one, man.
They had a debate about art, and Stav won.
I mean, I didn't win, but I was just... There's no winning, but I was
I don't know,
I
man. You came back and told it the way
you
told
us
the story,
that you won.
You were like, I crushed him, dude. He looked so stupid. And I was like, indubitably.
Yeah. That guy, yeah, have yeah. you ever seen that guy's Instagram?
Who?
For like... 2 years ago, he would just like stand behind girls like leaving the subway and like take upskirt pictures
what?
And stuff. And
Jerry
he was like
Saltz?
The head of the New Yorker's like art.
Yeah,
like,
he was New York
he
Magazine.
He was an art critic.
He was like
that
a Pulitzer
New York
Prize.
Magazine. Used to be, yeah. That used to be
he would just do
sexy for days.
Upskirt
dude.
Pics. And then two people, years ago, when Hillary
to,
lost.
Women used to like that shit.
When Hillary lost, he just.
Let me tell you something about bitches.
he'd take pictures of camel toes in fucking
really?
Yoga pants and shit.
Shit, I'm in 2013,
like perverted,
man. I had a little GoPro that I taped upwards facing on the back of an RC car.
And then Hillary
and
lost.
And I drive that shit through
and then
the airport
he just
line.
He became a resistance guy.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, immediately.
He did seem a little weird and horny.
Yeah, yeah. He's a freak.
He had some weird energy, honestly.
He's a real freak.
But shouts out my boy Jerry, if you're out there, bro, let's do it again. Let's debate whether
Jerry
art
Saltz
is good
come
or not.
Through, we'll have you on the podcast.
We will. Someone tell Jerry Saltz that we want to have him on Cumtown.
All right. Are we done?
No.
I have to go back to sleep.
No, we got to do extra time.
We got to do like 100 more hours.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, maybe you could leave. Maybe we'll just hang out.
We'll
maybe
hang
do
out.
Another episode.
Actually, we're actually stopping the recorder now.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop,
boop,
boop. I'm stopping the recorder, dude.
The recorder's
no,
off.
No, you're just doing noises with your mouth.
Well, looks...
Adam,
all
you
right,
go
bye,
home.
Guys.
See you later.
Okay, see ya.
Nice, dude. He's fucking gone.
He's fucking gone, dude. We can do this show the way we want. I'm out.
I love having
Why are you guys kissing?
Oh, Adam, I thought you left.
I'm trying to fix the fucking machine, dude.
You're not fixing the machine, you're kissing. Stop, you're still kissing him.
That's the noise the machine makes.
You fucking kiss?
Haven't you ever seen a machine before?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's why you never produced a podcast. Whenever I produce it, the levels are perfect.
You know what'd be funny? To call up tech support. And it wouldn't even be that funny, but it would be a fun prank call. You call up tech support and you explain that your printer's making noises, but the noises the printer are making are like insulting mockeries of like whatever that guy's language is.
Yeah, boot him up. It's like, it keeps going.
Yeah, it's like. Sir, I do not know. But it keeps going.
It keeps doing stuff like Run-a-bun-a-bun-a-bun.
Yeah, you know, that's a
stuff
fun.
Like that.
Stuff like that is something that could potentially
be fun. Racism.
Yeah, are you? Hey, let me talk to the Slumdog Millionaire. Hey, who's this fucking Apu from The Simpsons? Hey, this is Bam Margera calling up to do the cameo for the call center.
Wait, do you know he went to rehab 2 days after he did your cameo?
Oh, did he?
We got him at the perfect moment.
Yo, beautiful. This is this is Rehab Margera here for Birthday Boy Stavros and Adam. And I just want to say, good night and good luck to the Tom Myers Consortium and Viva La Spam, baby. Party's never gonna end. You know, just MTV2's gonna be a thing forever. And
do you guys want to get Castle Bam for my bachelor party?
Honestly, 100% yes.
Yeah, we could do that. That'd be pretty
That would be awesome. I'm not kidding.
How much does it cost on Airbnb?
I don't give a fuck. I'll pay it.
You can rent his house on Airbnb.
Yeah.
That's what someone said.
Oh, my God, dude. I feel so bad for him.
Why? He's our buddy, dude. And shout out to...
paid him money to...
no, love him. We pay tribute to him.
I do love Bam. For real.
I love Bam.
I love Bam, too. I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
And shout out to Matt from CKY, who's a cum boy.
Shouts out. Salute, Matt.
I liked that show. It was funny.
That was Jess Margera's
throwing dog shit in your dad's face while he's asleep.
Don Vito just molesting 15-year-olds being on TV.
One of the
shit.
Funniest sketches. Yeah, we're going to have Don Vito.
Yeah, we're going to have Don Vito.
Dom's going to fucking
We're going to give Don Vito Viagra and send him to a middle school gymnastics meet.
Yeah, he thought that, but that's the joke, because he don't even need the Viagra. You don't even need it.
Hey, come on, Bam.
He said, Matt from CKY said he loved all the Bam and Delco shit.
Nice.
So, Bam probably likes it too.
Hey, guys. Cool
hey,
Adam here.
It's me, Cool
Shut
Adam.
Up. So, no!
We,
stop! I hate it. I hate this.
We're actually friends.
I genuinely hate this.
We actually know him.
I want to shut up.
You know why you hate it? It's literally just saying what you say. It's like the
in that voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me bury myself. I don't want to hear it back. I can't listen to this podcast anyway because I hate listening.
Have you ever listened to the gay shit I say
on this podcast anyway? Yeah. It makes me want to throw.
It's kind of like the opposite of the penis thing.
Yeah.
When you're hearing your own voice, it sounds great to you, but when it's reflected back at you, it's zero.
No, when I'm hearing my own. When I'm hearing my own voice, it sounds terrible.
Cool Adam is so good.
I hate Cool Adam.
Hey,
I hate it.
Yeah, me and my best friend, the CKY guy, were comparing dicks.
He just hit me up and said that he liked it.
Oh, they talk a lot.
Mm,
yeah, it's just me and my best friend, the guy from CKY. CKY hit me up.
Shut up, Nick.
Yeah, we all were
it's
hanging
It's not
out.
Nick, it's me. It's cool, me. Adam.
Cool Adam, shut up.
I love
you're
you,
not...
Cool Adam. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us, man.
Well, if you're real Cool Adam, let me ask you a question that only Cool Adam would know.
No.
He is Cool Adam. What do you mean? You're gay Adam. How are you going to ask him what
no,
he knows?
No. Let me ask you a
That's
question.
That's like me being like, if you're really Adam, let me ask you a question only Stav would know.
So the way you get out of this is you start doing gay Nick and making fun of me.
I'm not going to make gay.
Go ahead, do it. Do gay Nick.
No,
I'm helping
this
here.
This is it. This is
do gay Nick.
What's up, guys? This is not gay Nick. This is I'm not a faggot.
This is gay Nick.
No, I'm doing not gay you because the real you is gay.
Fuck, nice. I was trying to good trick one. Him.
Yeah.
I was gonna because he was gonna do gay Nick.
You were. Like,
that's right. You are gay Nick, and I'm regular.
Yeah. I know the real thing is to do.
I'll edit it.
I'm not gay in this version of myself. In this universe, I'm not gay. I just
nice.
I thought you'd say your impression of me is like a Toronto businessman from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what you are.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm just in this store.
I'm just outside here in the store.
I thought these were fitness magazines. it's me, Nick.
yeah, I got some dates.
What do you got?
Yeah, what's his name? What are their names?
Yeah.
Men's
he's,
names.
He's going out with a guy named Frank tomorrow. Yeah. He's going out with a guy named Jim the day after.
Dude, well, I finally figured out how to use the Instant Pot to make rice.
Nice, man.
Oh, you really?
Well, yeah, because I didn't. It has the rice button on there, and it, like everything I read online was like, don't use that button. But
you want to try something with me with the Instant Pot?
No, I don't want to try anything with you.
No, Nick, just
I already tried a podcast with you.
Shut up. You shut your mouth right now. You will respect me on air. Unlike the last.
What do you want to try the Instant Pot, Adam?
I heard there's a way to make ramen in an hour.
In an hour?
To make ramen broth in 1 hour. Because normally it takes like 14 hours.
That's not true then.
Yeah. Because of the pressure.
There's no way that's
the only
true.
Problem is that the broth is pretty clear.
Does the Guinness Book of World Records have a phone number? Can you call them up and ask to submit for longest N-bomb?
You probably, I guess over you could and over ask again. Them.
That would be another prank phone call. That'd be fun.
Yeah, hello, is this Guinness? Yeah, I was hanging out with my boys, and we got to saying some fun stuff, fam. I was thinking, ain't nobody said this particular word longer than I have.
The longest one everybody's ever heard. And I was thinking maybe you could put me in that fucking, and you know, y'all got a book I'm under just to understand it?
Yeah.
If I'm the maid to understand it correctly.
We was all eating crab nachos from Nacho Mamas, and this guy Don Terrius that fucked my sister walked by, and inspiration struck me.
I'll tell you, I've never been, sir, please leave some harder from a Red Lobster in my life. And I said, I thought the shrimp was endless.
Endless? Excuse me, y'all advertised endless shrimp.
You said
shrimps.
It was endless shrimp.
Endless.
And then this motherfucker walks by. Oh,
oh, yeah.
You told me. I thought this was supposed to be endless shrimp.
Damn.
Oi, come back, this Red Lobster. Wait, I see it. You fuck me over.
Holy shit. Damn, him not knowing the word endless is honestly so fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some good times.
Well,
here,
folks,
on the Chumtown
we're
podcast.
Not going to top that.
A podcast about friendship.
And about
we're three guys. Me, Stav, and Cool Adam. Yeah. Can hang out and be friends with each other.
Thanks for coming, guys. Seriously. And I know I'm a little... My skills aren't as sharp.
So Phoenix on the 19th, Tucson on the 20th, Hartford on the 24th,
mm-hmm.
Delaware the
25th, Toledo,
San Diego the 27th,
Athens,
LA on
Georgia,
the fucking 2nd,
Minneapolis,
come out and
St.
See me.
Paul, Twin Cities.
And if you want me to come to your city and you have a venue, please let me know. I want to come, baby.
Yep.
That ought to do it. Oh, thanks for coming to fucking Funny Moms. That one was a banger.
Oh, yeah. That one was great, actually. I had a lot of fun.
The 28th is the next one. And then the one after that is February 11th.
What should I watch tonight? I want to watch like a big, dumb movie.
What do you mean big and dumb?
You know what is funny? It's like I legitimately enjoy taking those dick pills because it feels like doing drugs. Just the act of, I mean, it is doing.
You pop something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I get in trouble for that sometimes.
I wish I. I just want some like. I want a couple.
Then I'm doing drugs.
I want a couple of Vicodin, or maybe some Roxy's, and to sit and watch like you know Pacific Rim or something.
Yep.
That'd be a tight evening. Look at it. We got a beautiful late sunset.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's nice.
A beautiful winter day.
Wish I had a fucking ranch. That'd be sweet.
You want to go to Montana for my bachelor party?
It's your bachelor party.
Yeah, dude. That'd be tight. Dude, we can
Where
all
do
get,
you want to go?
We can all get buffalo capes.
I don't know,
picture
dude.
That old man I sent you.
That bachelor party. Yeah, we could do that. That bachelor party I went to last
Here's
year.
Here's the thing, guys.
The
actually, if you're
so
listening
good.
To the show, if you guys have some money, you're looking for a winter coat or whatever, consider buying a buffalo cape and then taking it to a tailor to have turned into an elaborate jacket. Because buffaloes, they're like limited in number, but what keeps them alive is like their like usefulness. So if you're actually buying buffalo products, it like proliferates their numbers because they're not going to occur naturally.
Because so they farm more buffalo.
So they farm more buffalo.
What about the mozzarella, you know?
What are you talking about?
They don't make buffalo mozzarella.
Is that buffalo milk?
I don't think it's from buffalo.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's from something else.
Maybe this.
Oh, you mean the
buffalo
dipping,
mozzarella.
The dipping sauce.
No, those balls, dude. Those white balls, those... Of mozzarella.
I don't know if I've had this. Is this like, what is this?
It's mozzarella.
It's just mozzarella.
It's mozzarella
it's just
with buffalo
of,
sauce in it.
No, no. It's just a type of mozzarella.
Well, then
but
what am I
thinking? I don't think it's made from buffaloes.
What am
I
thinking?
Buffaloes
what are the
boys,
mozzarella?
Right?
What are the mozzarella balls with buffalo sauce on the inside?
I have no idea, man.
So it doesn't exist. I was right.
No, buffalo mozzarella exists.
What is buffalo mozzarella?
It's Italian.
Oh, it's made from the milk of the Italian Mediterranean buffalo.
Oh, I guess it is made from buffalo.
Damn. So it's made from your mom's tits.
My mom's not Italian.
Your big fat Italian mom.
Hey, Ma, get your fucking tits out of here.
Ma.
Let me squeeze your fucking tits and make some fucking
bring
cheese.
Bring your big buffalo fucking tits out of here.
You fucking whoa.
We were laughing at the live show about how, like, the Italians stole, like, pasta and pizza from the Chinese. Yeah. And so, like, up until, like, 1610, the Chinese just, but that was all just Italian culture. Yeah. They were like, hey, I'm trying
hey,
to
I'm
fucking...
I'm fucking Chinese
I'm
over
trying
here.
To fucking do fucking man over here, buddy. Come on, I'm over here, I'm wearing my fucking best velour suit, saying 2 + 2 = 4, fucking 6 / 3, 2, come on. Come on.
She had real tiny feet. If you know what
come
I'm saying.
Come on, you know?
They were I bound up.
I got a daughter. I fucking kill her. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I'm fucking...
Oh.
Yeah, me and a couple of my Chinese friends are going to hang out down the fucking dumpling shop later.
Yeah, sitting outside of the dumpling shop in a fucking tracksuit.
Yeah. Woke up this morning, got my sofa gone. Bang, gong, ding, dong, ding, dong.
Bang, bang, ding, ding, dong.
Mama always say you'll be the chosen one.
Coming that up. Makes sense.
Yeah,
that
no, I mean, we almost
like
lived in that world.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Wow.
Tony Meadow has brought home a black man from college.
That would have happened, too. They would have been upset.
What is your background? Well, my dad is Jewish and my mom is African American. Ah. So you a dark man? We understand each other. Excuse me, Mr. Soprano? I say, there's got to be a funnier way to go with Chinese Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Let's see here.
Yeah. Yeah, the restaurant is, the strip club is called Bada Bing, which is also my name.
That's funny.
Bada Bing.
Bada.
Yeah, there you go. Come on, boys. Let's riff it out. We're in the room.
You got a...
Chinese Sopranos. Come on. We're all consummate professionals here.
Okay.
We've been doing this show for 9 years.
Uh-huh.
This is something year two we would have been able to nail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adam would have like I would have said it. Adam would have stolen the ball, just immediately bricked it.
What?
Alley-oop from me. Alley-oop from me.
No, that's not true. It's
Adam with the rebound. I steal the ball from Adam.
I give you the passes.
Adam throw it to Stav. Slam dunk with something.
Why Stav? You're saying Stav can't trip. Even get up to
Adam's
the
pants are now down.
Adam's little dick and balls are out. Everyone in the stands is laughing at him. It creates a diversion me and Nick need
right.
to do an alley-oop and slam dunk it again.
Another alley-oop, slam dunk. I'm dunking from half court. Chinese Sopranos. you would then have your renaissance. You would mention that Furio looks like Jackie Chan, which is a joke you stole from the internet. And we'd say, okay. And then the officials
he
would have
does
to come
look
in.
Like, yeah.
And then they the officials like would Jackie come Chan. In and they'd be like, wait a second. It looks like Adam stole that joke from the internet.
I didn't steal anything. I literally they haven't
take it off the scoreboard.
Yes, we're going to have to take that one off the board.
Come on, guys.
Well,
just you know I'm sick.
The halftime show. Hey, everybody, it's me, Cool Adam. I got T-shirts. Hey.
Fan favorite, Cool Adam.
Kids are going
to why do people like him so much?
Everyone loves Cool Adam.
No one likes him. Just his parents are rich.
I love Cool Adam.
Not like my
guys,
shitty
please
parents.
Please send us what you artist renderings of Cool Adam. Just Adam with a nose job
it's
and
just
sunglasses.
Well, I don't need a nose job.
Not
yeah. I have a strong features.
No one said you do.
Yeah.
No one says gay Adam needs a nose job.
Yeah, I mean, it's like what's funny about Cool Adam is
all right, give me one of those
dick pills. It's literally just you. No
that's
change.
Why it bothers him.
Yeah.
Because it isn't really even a
you're
bit.
So desperate to be cool that you don't even want to be acknowledged as
shut
cool.
Up. It's not desperate.
We're just calling
cool.
you cool. And you're
yeah,
like, I'm not cool. I'm just
dude,
hanging out with the CKY guys.
I'm just giving him a shout out.
fuck. All right. Well, listen, folks.
No, wait. We got to do
Chinese Sopranos.
Oh, right. I forgot Chinese Sopranos.
Yeah.
Servio.
Yeah. Well, I do know that Hunter goes to, or Meadow goes to check out Colby College, which is a pretty, that one's that would be a fun episode to imagine them saying that.
That's a good one.
They live in Newark.
They all go back to China to meet with the Chinese bosses.
And it's a woman.
And it's a woman, and she's shitting on the street.
she looks like a cat.
Yeah.
Carmella.
Yep, that's good. Carmella.
Carmella.
Anthony Jr.
Bologna Sanitation.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they collect all the garbage and then
they collect
make it into food.
No. they take all the Bologna Sanitation takes all the recycling from other people's garbage cans.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Oh
like,
yeah.
Like Chinese people do in New York.
Yeah, and just collect all the bottles.
Yep. Yeah.
So that they can sell them for money.
Yeah, Adriana.
Rasser La Selva.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ralphie.
Actually, I just got
Ralphie,
to the episode where Artie Bucco is in
he
love with Adriana.
Fuck. Yeah,
he's
awesome.
Crying, dude. That guy just takes so
Artie
many goddamn.
Artie is else. So fucking funny.
Yeah,
I like when that guy fucks him up. The like young.
He gets his small earring torn out.
Yeah.
Is that same episode where he gets?
Dude, he's such a fucking loser. He's like the most detestable character on the show.
Why? Because he's not a wise guy.
Well, it's not.
He's a good guy.
He's not a good guy.
He's just
guy,
in
though.
Over his head, and he's trying. He tries to be cool, but he's
a
fucking bitch.
His bitch is mean to him, but
the
she's
thing
pretty
is,
fine too.
But Artie,
I would fuck.
Artie like doesn't have any. He's still like, I mean, why does he have a crush on Adriana or any of these things? He wants all of these things. He's just a coward.
Yeah, because he sees all these guys he grew up
with. I see
with
your point. He's like
making all this money.
Artie would be. Like
he doesn't have the moral.
Here's the thing:
problems.
If Artie wasn't a coward, he would stand up for himself and recognize that Tony isn't his fucking friend, and he'd be like, "Fuck this guy." Artie's not like doing these things because he's a good guy. Everything he does,
or
is because
he would have just shut
pussy.
The fuck up when Tony blew up his restaurant for it, so that they wouldn't have had to do the hit there, and he would have been like, "Oh, I get insurance money now for a new restaurant." Instead of being a bitch, he'd be like, "Tony, you blew up my restaurant."
Well, okay, it was a matter of perspective, but he sees it as like Tony fucked him over, and he still is like, I'll just keep it as a secret. Because
well,
he's a
gonna
pussy.
What are you going to do, though, man? It's a fucking.
What are you
going to
kill
boss?
A mob boss?
No, he's not going to kill a mob boss, but he's like, fuck off. Leave me the fuck alone. Stay out of my fucking life.
Yeah, and that'll be good for him. Tony, you know how tough
who are all the other. Who are all the other people in, like, you know, that Tony knew or were friends with that don't do business with him? The only two you
they
really
all eat a Vesuvio.
The only two you really see are fucking Artie Bucco and David Scatino, and Scatino's like some piece of shit gambler.
Right.
You know? No, there's the eye doctor, Johnny Sack's cousin, who's just an eye or brother in law. Jeannie Sack's brother, who's an eye doctor.
I don't know if
there's
I remember.
Adriana's cousin, the stockbroker.
I'm only about, like, in this rewatch, like, halfway through three.
Adriana's got a cousin who's a stockbroker. No. Is it Carmela? No, it's Carmela's cousin that's the stockbroker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They do pump and dump shit.
No, I mean, like, guys that Tony was, like, childhood friends with.
Oh, from his ute.
Yeah, because that's how they framed this thing with him and Artie.
Yeah. Artie probably was asking for it a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking me who did Tony know?
Because Jason Pat, like David Scatino, was like, they were all childhood friends together.
Yeah, they all played football together. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But he had never.
Hey, you remember that time those Guidos had you trapped in the car and I threw a dinger off his head? Don't fucking reminisce on
that
me.
That was
That's
incredible.
A great scene. He's just crying himself to sleep in that tent. I'm fixing the fucking light. It shines off the one ball when I wreck. Just hiding the gun he's going to kill himself with.
If anyone has HBO Go.
Gambler.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I dabbled in it, I guess, with this crypto thing, and it's like, well, not for me.
I mean, except for BetDSI.com.
Oh, yeah, BetDSI.com. I gamble on
there. I gamble that all the time, but I love it. But other than that, I'm glad I'm not.
Yeah, just me losing thousands of dollars a day on that website. It's my favorite place to lose a lot of money.
But except we win.
You win all the time.
You've never... No one's ever lost, actually. Yeah,
no one's ever lost.
Not
you play, just bet, win.
I'm sorry, let me ask you something. Is the motto... Play, bet, lose?
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's play, bet, win.
It's playboy.
Playboy's
I'm going to start going by playboy. Mm-hmm. You know? How you doing? Name's Carlos Playboy.
Fuck. Damn. Well.
All right. Well, I have to go back to sleep.
Do you?
Why don't you sleep on this dick?
Guys, I'm sick.
Why don't you wake up to this dick? That's even funnier. You're like, get out of here.
Shh. I'm putting my penis in your mouth without your consent.
I'm putting it in. I'm raping you. Hey, this is Pam Margera. We're going to rape Gay Adam from the Come Down Podcast.
Gay Adam.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
As long as you let me sleep.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just don't wake me up.
Adam passed out watching Barney and Friends again. His favorite movie to watch because he's a gay baby.
Oh, hey, Bam, dude. I'm DM'd with the guy from CKY. So you're gonna, you know?
Let's get out of here. It's back. It's backfiring. We got to get out of here before he
no,
starts
Bam,
telling
come back,
people
dude. I got. He said that he loves coming back.
We got to go before he starts telling people.
One last thing,
no,
guys.
No, Bam,
one last thing.
Bye.